USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things got a bit heated on the House floor when debating a resolution that condemns hate speech. It started out as a proposal condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements by Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor, and it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
The resolution did pass by a two-thirds majority. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump Company failed to pay his attorney fees and legal costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy, in theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Attorney General William Barr says elder fraud is massive and a growing problem. Speaking today at the Justice Department, Barr says the department will get justice for the elderly.
And as long as I'm Attorney General, it will be a priority, and I promise that I will be ratcheting up these efforts.
Barr added the DOJ has charged more than 225 individuals over the past year in connection to fraud scams. The debate in Washington, D.C. continues over whether President Trump has the authority to declare a national emergency at our southern border. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News President Trump does have the authority to declare that national emergency.
Prior Congresses have given any president this authority to act under the National Emergency Act. This president's may be expanding it. And Congress has also given him the discretion in these appropriation bills. So I think he's definitely operating within his legal bounds.
Johnson also says he wants to secure our border and build the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek revealed in a YouTube video on Wednesday that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on what makes pancreatic cancer so deadly.
It's because it's deep in the body, and by the time you know about it, it can be very far advanced, as in Alex Trebek's case. You don't get warning signs. You may eventually get yellow eyes or lose weight or get back pain. By the time that happens, it's at least 50% of the time already advanced. And we're just starting to really figure it out and to learn treatments for it. There's something coming out that's called Precision Promise this year where people are going to get into clinical trials. We're going to figure out their genetic signatures. Everybody has a different kind of cancer. We're going to personalize treatments. That's going to start to make a difference, but it's really just the beginning.
Next, Dr. Siegel on Fox News, if you can be tested for pancreatic cancer.
There's some proteins, but not yet where we can really tell unless we're doing a CAT scan on everyone, which we're not going to do. But we have warning signs. People that smoke are at risk. People that drink too much that are at risk, people that are overweight, that have family histories. These are the people we're really looking at to see if they could be at risk. Now, I also believe, of course, as Alex Trebek, very positive attitude. I believe in the power of prayer in a situation like this.
With no one winning the Powerball on Wednesday, the jackpot is now up to over $400 million. Next drawing is set for Saturday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.